This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Worldwide, more than 244,000 people have died from COVID-19, and infections are nearing 3.5 million. But parts of the world are starting to emerge from the pandemic and cautiously resume some sort of normal life. Still, top World Health Organization experts warn that COVID-19 will continue to pose significant risks until vaccines are developed. Spaniards reveled in a second day of freedom, heading outside in time slots for age groups as one of the world's strictest coronavirus lockdowns begins to loosen. Russia recorded its highest daily rise in confirmed coronavirus cases with 10,633 new cases, bringing the total number of cases to nearly 135,000, with more than half of those cases and deaths in Moscow. Swiss drug maker Roche Holding received emergency use approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, for an antibody test to help determine if people have ever been infected with the coronavirus. India's Air Force flew aircraft low over more than a dozen cities, part of a nationwide campaign by the armed forces to thank healthcare workers and other essential services personnel fighting the outbreak. China has published a short animation titled Once Upon a Virus, mocking the U.S. response to the new coronavirus using Lego-like figures to represent the two countries. And Austria's loosened lockdown means tennis players can return to the court as long as they stick to coronavirus-related rules, which mean singles only, no touching each other's tennis balls, and definitely no shaking hands at the net. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday that there was enormous evidence that the coronavirus pandemic originated in a laboratory in Wuhan, China. But while highly critical of China's handling of the matter, Pompeo declined to say whether he thought the virus had been intentionally released. He was speaking on the ABC News program this week. U.S. President Donald Trump has been increasingly critical of China's role in the pandemic, insisting that Beijing recklessly concealed important information about the outbreak and demanded that Beijing be held accountable. The Chinese have said the virus originated in a Wuhan market selling exotic animals like bats. Pompeo, a former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, told ABC News that he agreed with a statement Thursday from the U.S. intelligence community in which it concurred with the wide scientific consensus that the COVID-19 virus was not man-made or genetically modified. But he added, "I think the whole world can see now China has a history of infecting people and running substandard laboratories." In the United States, more than 66,000 people have died from COVID-19, and more than 1.1 million cases have been reported. The trend is towards states beginning to relax their coronavirus lockdowns, but most are falling short of the minimum levels of testing suggested by the federal government and recommended by a variety of public health researchers. This is according to an analysis by the Associated Press. 3 months into an unprecedented public health emergency, the White House has largely resisted calls for a coordinated plan to conduct the millions of tests experts say are needed to contain the virus. With no specific guidelines, states are left to figure out what a successful testing program should be while simultaneously reopening their economies. If states don't have robust testing, public health experts say they will be unable to detect quickly enough to contain them, and this could lead to more shutdowns. In many states, testing has been limited to hospitalized patients, high-risk individuals, and frontline workers, but most public health experts agree that containing the virus will require a massive expansion of testing that eventually includes millions of patients without symptoms, and that's not happening now. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden overwhelmingly won a Democratic presidential primary in Kansas, conducted exclusively by mail balloting by the state party because of the coronavirus pandemic. And Sunday is World Press Freedom Day, and the global human rights group Amnesty International is calling on governments around the world to prioritize public health over their own egos and support journalists.